Chapter 31. Cranium turned to the door. "We've got to hurry," he said. "It's all shrinking," Dr. Crawler hissed. "I can feel it. The menace's whole world. It's shrinking away."
"We've got to run before it's too late," Slappy rasped.
"Do you really think you can defeat Karloff Menace? Do you really think you can beat the Menace?"
The Menace pounded his little desk with his black-gloved hands. "I know the way out. Follow me," Cranium ordered. "Maybe we can make it in time." We all turned and stampeded from the office. The Menace's cries rang after us as we thundered down the long hall. "Where are we going?" Luke asked, trotting beside me. "What makes you think these guys know where they're going?" "Do we have a choice?" I replied. My poor brother couldn't hide his fear, but we were all scared. How much time did we have before Panic Park totally disappeared? Ride the whirlwind. I read the sign above the entrance to the low white building as we ran up to it.
"Here we are,"
Dr. Maniac called, pointing to the sign.
"Everybody in."
"Wait a minute." Matt grabbed his arm. "What are you trying to do to us?"
"Yeah,"
Michael said.
"The Menace told us about the whirlwind. He said it scrambles your brain. He said it turns your brain to mush."
"The Menace was lying," Slappy rasped. "He was trying to frighten you away from this building."
"We've all used the whirlwind to go back and forth to Horrorland," Cranium said. "Brittany and Molly used it once. It's faster than the mirrors." I turned to Brittany. "Is he telling the truth? Is this the building you used to return to Horrorland?" Brittany scrunched up her face. "Maybe," she replied. I remember it was very windy. We pushed up to the entrance. I could hear a ferocious wind inside, thundering against the walls, whistling as it blew. A chill ran down my back. Would it be like stepping into a hurricane? I heard a shout behind us. I turned and saw the Menace and Byron running across the park toward us. A big group of shadow people followed close behind them.
"Don't look back at them," Slappy ordered. "Quick, you dummies! Open the door! Jump into the whirlwind, and we're all out of here!"
But I couldn't turn away from the Menace and the others, running closer, closer, as the whole park shrank away. The rides, the food carts, the buildings, the trees, everything growing smaller, smaller, about to vanish, as it should have 40 years ago. Matt grabbed the entrance door handle. It's padlocked, he shouted. "It's locked tight." I glanced back and gasped. I saw Jillian and Jackson, the two traitors, the Menace's spies. They were speeding toward us, far in front of the others. And I could see the hard glares on their faces. "They're coming to stop us," I cried. "They're coming to keep us out of the whirlwind."
"Hurry!"
Slappy screamed at Matt. Matt tugged hard on the padlock. He pulled it, jerking it with all his strength. "It won't budge," he cried. "We're locked out!"